Bible skeptics tell us it simply wasn't possible for Adam to name all the animals in one day because there were far too many animals to name. Do they have a good point? Listen to today's Creation Moment to find out. And now our host, Paul Taylor.
It surely wasn't possible, I'm often told, for Adam to have given names to all the millions of species of animals that exist on Earth in the space of one day. Obviously, they tell me, this means that the Bible is wrong. In fact, the activity was nowhere near as arduous as this accusation suggests. The number of animals would be far less than the estimated 2 million species. Adam did not have to go looking for these animals. God brought them to him. God brought three classes of animals to Adam: livestock, birds of the heavens, and beasts of the field. All of these are vertebrates, whereas 98% of all species are invertebrates. The remaining 2%, or 40,000 species, many have developed from others, note developed, not evolved, by the process of speciation. It's likely that the creatures were all descended from just a couple of thousand baramins, or created kinds. It would not be that difficult for Adam to assign a name to each of the animals that paraded before him, especially as he was created perfect, and unlikely to get tired. Suppose he took 5 seconds to name an animal. He could have named 2,000 animals in 2¾ hours. You might think such a task would be boring, but it was not onerous and would easily fit with all the other activities that occurred on the sixth day of God's creation, including making all the land animals and making Eve from Adam.
To discuss any topic related to the Bible and science with creationists like yourself, we invite you to join the Creation Moments group on Facebook. You'll also meet members of our staff there. So join us today to learn more about our wonderful Creator and His awesome creation.